There are profiles of certain people that are so unique that they are instantly recognized by many. For example, this individual, it's his birthday today. Or another one which is readily recognized by many individuals, especially those who have driven on the highways of the state of Washington, is that individual. Then there is the look of an individual that is recognized not only here in the United States, but around the world. It could just as easily be the profile of a female. This is just the one that came up from Google initially. Who is this individual? This is a Christian. This is somebody who believes in Jesus. This is a child of God by faith in Christ, to whom the Apostle Paul wrote some enlightening words in his letter to the Philippians. Speaking of the world, people of the world as a whole, collectively, Paul spoke of them as a crooked and perverse generation, but then he continued, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. This way of describing Christians might strike us as a little bit strange. I don't suppose we commonly think of ourselves as being lights that are standing out and being noticed by others. But according to the inspired apostle, that is how the world sees Christians. Scripture lets us in on the perspective of the world, and what the world sees is a very dramatic difference among people. That which makes something stand out, of course, is contrast. And the contrast between the children of God and those of the world is truly dramatic. Paul describes the people of the world, those without faith in Christ, as a crooked and perverse generation. And those are just two of the adjectives which Scripture uses to describe the unbelieving world. We live in a spiritually blind world, a dead world, a dark world. The devil succeeded in pulling off a complete blackout spiritually when he brought sin into the world. Behold, says Isaiah, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. So, when a light shines in that darkness, when a Christian steps forward, he or she gets noticed. Perhaps the reason we're sometimes oblivious to the dramatic differences that exist between Christians and the people of the world is the fact that we are so very conscious of our own sinfulness. We know that we stand as guilty before God as the rest of mankind. We recognize the crookedness of our own sinful nature. We see the loveless deeds that we bring against other individuals, even at times when they are not aware of the lovelessness behind our actions. We hear the worldly talk that somehow also sometimes slips out of our own mouths. And so who are we to see ourselves as all that different from the world? Left to ourselves, of course, we would be no different. We too were born in complete spiritual darkness. But the Holy Spirit has given us the knowledge of Christ, who is light in this world of darkness. Jesus is life in this world of death. And since he has joined himself to us as a vine that is attached to branches, we have been given light and life. You were once darkness, says Paul, but now you are light in the Lord. Through faith, we have been connected to Christ, whose blood has removed every guilty stain, whose resurrection has abolished the power of death. And that connection that we have with him makes Christians stand out in this lifeless and lightless world. It's not that we have a neon sign on our forehead that flashes Christian, Christian. It's that we have received the Holy Spirit, who enables believers to bring about the types of fruits of faith that do stand out. The fruit of the Spirit is love, Paul wrote, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. love which shines forth in a world that is riddled with self-interest. Peace that shines forth in a world that is deep in discord. Goodness which shines forth in a world that promotes evil. Faithfulness that shines forth in a world that's awash in waywardness. Gentleness which shines forth in a world of harshness and hostility. Self-control which shines forth in a world that encourages the breaking of God's commands. Even though we have all failed in each of these things, the Holy Spirit does have the power that enables Christians to put such things on display as He works through His Word. That Word of God is called the Word of Life in this section from Philippians, and Paul encourages us to hold it fast. The more we cling to the Word of God, the more lively will be our faith. The more loosely we cling to God's Word, the more dim will be the light. And that is an aspect of the illustration that also needs to be kept in mind. Even though every Christian is light in this world through faith in Christ, we are capable of hiding that light or failing to let it shine as the Lord would have it shine. At times, we cave in to the worldly forces that surround us and choose to behave more like darkness than light. At times, we fail to remember the light-bearing role that we've been given and keep our light from being seen. It can even happen with great sadness to the Holy Spirit that we behave darkly at the very times we are publicly identifying with Jesus, the light of the world. Think, for example, of the automobile which has the emblem of the Christian fish or some other symbol on the back, which is barreling down the highway in obvious breaking of the speed limit. With or without that emblem, speeding is wrong, but the effect can be doubly dark when a visible link to Christ like that is in place. Think of shoppers at the mall or elsewhere who have the name of the Savior, Emmanuel, embroidered on a jacket, and yet whose garments otherwise are far more reflective of the immodest mannequins in the window. With or without the embroidered name, immodesty is wrong, but the effect can be doubly dark with such a visible link to Christ in place. Think of those of us here who are on this campus, a campus which greets its visitors with the name of that same Savior, Emmanuel, who, unfortunately, nevertheless, we can at times display anger right here in this gym or allow foul words to come out of our mouths in the hallways. With or without Jesus' name on the school sign, unjust anger and foul language is wrong, but the effect can be doubly dark when there is that visible public link to Jesus' name. In his Sermon on the Mount, therefore, Jesus says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." If we suppress the Spirit-generated light, not only do we cast a negative shadow on what other people might think of our Savior, but we miss an opportunity to alert people to the reality of our gracious God. When we do let that light shine, however, people are led to see that God is to be glorified, chiefly for the fact that for Jesus' sake, He forgives every one of our dark sins. There is a look. It's unique, and it's recognized the globe over. It's the look of light, seen in everyone who, by faith, is attached to the light, Jesus Christ. It's the look of a Christian, and our Lord wants it to be seen. For there is nothing better looking to Him and to others than that. We sing of God's light this morning in the form of hymn 508, stanzas 3 and 4. 508, 3 and 4.